It's round two of Egypt's constitutional referendum. A game-changing gospel approach is affecting a Bible translation group, and Christmas came early for some kids in Guatemala. All this and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Round two of Egypt's referendum begins tomorrow. Christians are worried over their future under empowered Muslim conservatives. Christian Aid Missions Africa Director Ray Burnett explains what's at stake.
If the Constitution becomes a Sharia Constitution and the Muslim Brotherhood is further empowered, they're really afraid for their lives and then a decent lifestyle where their children would have any kind of a future.
Already, persecution has forced some Christians to flee. Others have gone underground. Normal outreach work has been affected, too.
It's almost like a spirit of blindness has come on everybody in the Islamic world. And I would say that there's been a huge damper in being able to reach people with the love of Christ because they're just totally closed to even communication.
Christian Aid supports gospel workers with what they need to keep moving forward. Will you stand with them? We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Next, a doomsday cult in China says the world ends today. The trouble caused by the Eastern Lightning has created a government crackdown. Not so bad until you realize the cult's troubles spill over into Christians, too. Open Doors workers say it could create problems for Christmas celebrations. The government warns that believers could get caught in the crossfire if they gather in large groups to celebrate Christ's birth. Pray wisdom for church leaders and boldness for believers. This is Mission Network News. Yesterday, we told you about the Digital Bible Library. It'll let every person in the world access Scripture in a language they can understand. Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is playing a big role in the project, says the ministry's president, Bob Creason.
Rendering the Scripture so that people have access to them, that's a very good thing. But what we're really interested in is creating the opportunity for those Scriptures to impact people's lives.
The library would leverage technology like mobile devices and tablets, making it easy to access God's Word on a daily basis. Creason says,
studies show that if you can get people into to the Word several times during the week, it has a tremendous influence over the choices that they make for their lives. Really what we're in this for is changed lives.
There's still a lot of work that needs to be done, though. Pray for perseverance.
Pray that God would enable us to get translations started in these 1,970 communities that don't have any translation going.
Meanwhile, it's every kid's dream to have Christmas come early. For children in Guatemala, it's just what they got. A mission team with Orphan Outreach was in Guatemala this past week, traveling around to put on Christmas parties for kids. Orphan Outreach's Tiffany Taylor says it was a big hit from the very beginning.
They had 350 children show up, and many of those were hearing the gospel for the first time.
Kids got to hit piñatas, eat a meal, open gifts, and hear the Christmas story. The team also visited a Down syndrome school.
Children with this condition would normally be shunned and hidden away. I know that they had just a magical time with them, just being able to love on those children. They were able to give them each a new quilt and other Christmas gifts.
They're asking for your prayers.
Pray for all of these parties that are happening, for the hearts of these children across the world, that they get opened to the real meaning of Christmas.
And what are you doing over the winter break? For 325 college students, they're heading over to New York to help with Southern Baptist disaster relief efforts through January 22nd. 27 different groups will gut homes, haul debris, and minister to the people that they're helping. Since Hurricane Sandy hit, ministry teams have served more than a million meals and shared the gospel with over 700 people. Pray that as the college students come to help, they'll have opportunities to share their faith with others. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy in Irish Christmas, is waiting for you. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. When you help with your best gift, you're not only getting the CD, but you're giving a voice to the voiceless. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.